Simon Shin Yurches Sip Zion. Yesh Mefurish. The Hodesh Erlochnia Yesh Boidover Cham Agabi Kedera Hatzimono. So we said that there's a locha that you can take a kli which is already hot and put it on top of something which is tamun, which is going to add heat to it, and it's not a problem. So some say that we'll take this heter, afilu kliyatachton al ha'esh shori, even if the bottom pot is on top of the fire. Okay, so there's some say that that's still mutter, because it's not considered that you're doing any maisa. It's considered it doesn't look like mevashel. Some say that it's always aser. Okay, and some say it's aser. Now, Zakhtim Shibura, Sif Katan Nun He. So the first sheet says, I feel a Kliya Tatun is on the fire. So you have pot A on the fire, and you're putting pot B on top of pot A, which is on the fire, on Shabbos. So there's no cooking involved because it was cooked and it was still hot. So there's no problem of cooking. The problem is that you're placing something on the fire. Well, no, I'm not. I'm putting it on top of a kli, which the kli is on top of the fire. So what shot in the people would say that it's mutter, hatam? The kima shakder mafsek is since in between there is a pot. Ika ke retuva. It's clear to people, it's obvious to people that what you're not doing is not a process of bishul. You don't cook with one pot on top of the second pot on top. The pot, you don't cook a pot by putting it on top of another pot. That's not a place to cook something. Obviously, the case where the kli is fully cooked, there's no bishul involved. The only issue is the problem of looking like bishul, and this is the rabbanim nirkim of bishul. That we solve by putting on top of a pot. Okay. Now, aloesh, even some say since the bottom was on top of the fire, it's also. Sir Ludayele Afsoka Hamaf Kedera Mafsekis, Havakimakira Grufa. So, now we're like this. Even if I take a fire and I cover it over with something, or I remove the coals, because I remove all the coals, or I cover it, we do a blech, that allows what's called chazorah, which means I can take the pot off and put it back on. As long as I meet the conditions of chazorah, the five conditions of chazorah is the fire is covered, okay, it's fully cooked, okay, it's still warm, okay. I took it off with intention to return it, and I'm still holding on to it. Daito lahachzor b'ader b'yad, right? Over here, I'm not doing that. I'm taking it off. It's off there from before Shabbos. I'm putting it on Shabbos. So that's not Nachazora. So we're saying over here is better than the case over there of the covered fire. This is the fact that there's a pot in between and there's food in the pot. So the function of the food is to, the fire is to cook the first pot. And this is just like stop on top of the pot. It doesn't look like Bishul at all. Whereas over there, it looks like Bishul. So Chazara only matter it if it's clear to people what I'm doing is an act of returning it, not a new act of Bishul. Okay. So that's the matir. The Oysim say, no, that this functions like a fire which is covered. Okay, fire which is covered needs Tanoi Chazara. If it needs Tanoi Chazara, I can't put it on the Shabbos on top of this pot. They hold it like Kira Grufa. You can't go to Chatchil on Shabbos as opposed to a continuation of what was before Shabbos. You can't go and make a new act on Shabbos and put it on top. Now, the Chiddush over here is we usually have a cloud in the Shulchan Aruch that when he brings two Yesh Armrims, he passes like the second one. So for the flow of the Shulchan Aruch, Pasha is what we wish it. We would assume that he's passing like this, the sheet that it's Aser. It might be passing that it's Mutter. Mishavur points out that we're going to passkin. We'll see as we're explaining along. And the next Sif, that we passkin like the first sheet that it's Mutter. Okay. Now, Loniach Ches, Sif Ches, Loniach Dover Kar, Shinis Balsha Kol Tzarche, you have something fully cooked, okay, and it's a Dover Yavish, so I want to, and it's cooled off totally, I want to put it, Tavar kar shini special called tzarcha al gabi mecham shaloesh. You have your pot of water on the fire. You want to put it on top of the pot, which is to warm it up. So yes, Sharman, that some say that it's mutter. And some like this. Yes, Sharma Shadina Minicha Kenegad Amatur. We'll have later on that there's a lacha called Kenegad Amatur. If you have an open flame, if an open fire, like your open hearth, so to put a pot directly right next to the fire, I can't do, because that's wouldn't need to meet Tanoi Chazor, and it's the fire is open, wouldn't meet Tanoi Chazor. But if you put it further back, it's called Keneged Amadura. It's not Samuch, but it's a little bit further back. So Chazal say, you know what? Keneged Amadura is even better than a covered fire, because it's not a Mokum Bishul. It's not how you cook. You don't cook way back from the fire. You cook closer to the fire. So Keneged Amadura is more kuladik than even a covered fire. Covered fire, you're putting it in the oven with the fire covered. That's a din of proof of ketumah. That's your blech, etc. This is called Keneged Amadura. So some say on top of the pot is the same thing as Keneged Amadura. Okay, and therefore, v'choldaver shemut alanicha keneged hamadura b'mokam sheyatzel letus boy. So anything which you're allowed to put keneged hamadura in a place which is going to heat the yatzel letus boy. For example, what would you be allowed to put there? You can't put a liquid there, because that's going to be your problem. Bishul achar bishul. What could you put there? You're in sheyavesh. It's dry. So if you're allowed to put it there, mutal nicho gabi mecham shal gabi esh. You can put it on top of this pot of water which is on the fire. V'yesharmin, d'havi kemenicho gabi kira l'chad chila. No, this is called putting on the keneged amadura. It's removed away from the fire, from the open flame. So that's mutter. But here, there's a fire here, there's a pot here, and you're putting on top of it, you're putting on the esh. So it goes into the rule of putting al-kir l'chadchili, putting on top of the oven, as a new act on Shabbos, v'osr, filling the special called tzarcha, filling in samach v'ralos. That's osr. So if you don't meet tzarcha chazor, I don't care if it's the special called tzarcha, and it's samach v'raloi, it ain't mut. Filling nois hasham lishmer chama, you're putting over there not to heat it up, not to cook it, you're putting it there just to maintain its warmth. And in other words, it's warm already, that's wunderbar. But the ma'aseh, it's a loss, because you can't do ma'aseh nesin al-chadchil on Shabbos. So zot v'shochan aruch, v'risha nir ikar. I hold the first shita is the ikar shita, and therefore it's considered mutter. And that would be negated to what we saw in Siv Zayin, that the same thing in Siv Zayin, that putting on top of the fire, the pot, is mutter. Okay, we come walk in the utam shal sheyesh by roitav, mitzama v'yavulot. If you have a problem, this solves a problem of that it looks like bishul. But what about if there's actual bishul involved? That doesn't solve that problem. So if it's in the case of, it's a tam sheyesh b'roita, but it has a liquid in it, and it's cooled off, u'mitzama v'yofaloi, osur l'divreko. And it's mitzama v'yofaloi, so that's osur. Now, this mitzama v'yofaloi thing is a little bit of a problem, because the Shulchan Aruch, you remember, said a case where it cooled off, it's osur to put it back, even if it's mitzama v'raloi. The Ramah added, it's only also mitzvah mitzvah v'yofaloi. He quoted the Rebbeinu Yerucha. Right? So what is the Shulchan Aruch over here? You follow what I'm asking? Mm. Right? In other words, he's saying that the problem here is the problem of bishul achar bishul. It's cooled off, it's a liquid, it's cooled off, it has gravy in it. So it has gravy, it has a little liquid. It's also put it back because it's cooled off. I don't care if it's Ramah or Yofaloi, according to the Shulchan Aruch before. The Ramah before said it's only also mitzvah v'yofaloi. He quotes Rebbeinu Yerucha. Right? So the lashon over here of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Mitam v'yafal of the chur is difficult." So Mishabur is going to ask that. Mishabur says a fascinating thing, that this piece of Shulchan Aruch actually is a direct quote, by the way, from the Ben Yeruchim. So in the Ben Yeruchim, it says "Mitam v'yafal," because that's the Ben Yeruchim Shita. So the Shulchan Aruch already just quoted. He quoted it as is, that it's limited to Mitam v'yafal. But we'll see. Mishabur will say the Ma'aseh Shulchan Aruch himself does not make that condition. Mr. Burris had cut Nunzai.
But it doesn't say that. I mean, before he said Mitzamek Yafalo is Asr, and he said if it's Mitzamek Ralo and it's not good to it, then that's also Asr. So why? He's not disagreeing with that, what he said before, it seems like here.
Over here, you mean?
Yeah, over here, he's not disagreeing.
No, stop. I understand what you're asking. Good question. There's two separate problems over here. We're dealing with Issa Darabon of Nir Kim of Ashel. We're dealing with Issa Daraisa Bishel. It's if that'll be dealt with the Bishel problem, that the Meshachan Rashid is Yesh Bishel Acher, by Dover Lach, Yesh Bishel Acher Bishel. And that, in that sheet over there of the Shulchan Aruch, and Sif Dalad, we said it's also even if it's mitzdamik v'raloi. The Ramah added, no, it's only also if it's mitzdamik v'yafaloi, and that's a Ben Yeruk.
Good.
Now there's another issue. There's an issue. I can't go on the Chatchila on Shabbos and put something, I can't do Chazara on Shabbos unless I meet Tanai Chazara. And that's not the Shulchan Aruch. I don't care if it's mitzdamik v'yafaloi, it's mitzdamik v'raloi. That doesn't make a difference. You have to meet Tanai Chazara. That's what he's saying over here. Mitzvah v'ra'alo. That's because of this issue of the rabbanon. No, it looks like bishul, not because of this, the issue of the deraisa problem. Okay. I didn't say it was easy over here. I just said it was. I think we got it. Nun zayin. Lo niach dover kasi. He wants to take this cool item. Siv zev and siv zayin. The truth is that what we mentioned before in siv zayin, and we're mentioning now, really is all one thought. As a matter of fact. It's all from the Ben Yeruchim. It's all one piece of Ben Yeruchim. Ve'elu shtei adeyos shebesiv seh, heim atzmam shebesiv zayin. The argument which the Shulchan Aruch mentions in Sif Ches, some say it's osur, some say it's mutter, in Sif Zayin, it says some say it's osur, some say it's mutter. Okay, it's the same achleikus. El shomar b'dover lach, t'imayim mitzanan yesh b'mishum bishul, in Sif Zayin we're talking about it was a davar cham, it had to be still hot. It had to be still be hot, it means we're talking about something which is liquid. So Sizai was talking about liquids. Over there, the mahoy mitzdanan, if it cooled off, yesh b'mishum bishul. By davar lach, if it cools off, the shulchan aruch passes, there's a bishul problem. The kach kosev, kli sheyesh b'davar cham. That's why the Sifdan, he mentioned something which is hot. He's talking about liquids. But over here, he mentions even something which is cold, because v'hachamari, over here we're talking about Iri, but the Yavesh, the villain is not an boy or Mishum Bishul, because they're able to sit down. If it's dry, so even with cool off totally, there's no problem with Bishul as long as it's really cold. Chodav Rosh Hamutal Anichoy, okay. So we said, so some say it's like this, it's like the same thing as putting it at a distance from the open fire. And therefore, Chodav Rosh Hamutal Anichoy, whatever you're allowed to put at a distance from the fire, even though it gets a lettuce boy, you're allowed to put. It, or even if it could get yatzal lettuce boy, you're allowed to put it over here. The hainu kol mashen nisbar b'sif dal dein b'shem bishul, which means whatever is, there's no bishul problems. Kama yavish if it's yavish and it's not even if it's cooled off. Umutz l'shreshet b'kli rishon, how much you be allowed to soak, put it to kli rishon to cook if it's off the fire. But then umutz l'nicha k'neged amadura rochuk zash, you're allowed to put it by near the fire, but somewhat set back. So like chashin lechitu, you can move where besif tezvot. You might come to stir the coals to give it more heat. No, we're not afraid because if you to put it at a distance, that itself will act as a reminder not to stir up the coals. Okay, and some say that, and if it's you ought to put like gabi mechem shal gabi esh on top of this pot which is on the fire. Balvagav the feel of kira gufim in aish. Even with something which you've totally removed the fire, l'shar b'simon reshag gimel l'chazoro, you don't want to put it back. Abul haniyak lechachila to go to do a new act of placing it there is haser kavur sham b'sif dal bago. You can hachal b'shamechem shlamata mafzik ben akliya ben aish my havia. So there's a pot in between, but who cares? Okay. So Tzorach Lomer, the Sirele of the day, Azu, this Shita holds. Tafsokas Amechem, I feel a Beina Grufa, all the Mikira Grufa. This is better than a case of. Now, as a Grufa means there's no coals there anymore. Bigar of it is to sweep out. You've swept out all the coals. There's nothing left. So you're telling me over here, but there are coals there. There's a pot on top. It's better than a case where there's no coals at all. That's what we're saying. Why is that? The Hazam Hakera Menasal Gabikir. Over there, you're putting the pot directly on the oven. Shumakam Shaderek Levashal Tomit. And you're Kim Avashal. It looks like you're cooking. So that's also the Rabbanah. It looks like you're cooking. There's no coals inside. Okay, that's very nice. We don't know that. You know, that doesn't take away from the people who perceive. Hey, the guy's putting a pot on the oven. Right? You don't cook your pot on top of your pot. Can show you off when you cook it. You ought to put it, the milk just goes there. Okay. So both these halachas, putting on top of the pot, is mutter, whether it's a davar yavesh, even if it's cool. So I want to take Shabbos morning and take my kugel out of the fridge. It's definitely cold. Put it on top of my percolator, gesunte heit. Put it on top of my sholem pot, gesunte heit. I want to take something which has liquid in it, and it's still warm, right? Also mutter.
So, can I ask like the bomb question? The Kedera Blech?
Is that the one with the water in it?
Yeah.
So they actually just generated a new Kedera Blech. Actually, I spoke to the inventor of it.
This was the thing that Eli Kippel was talking about?
Yes, I spoke to the fellow. Eli Kippel's father told me to contact me.
Okay.
So they created an actual real percolator. Strong metal. It looks like it's square. It's a flat top. And it has a spigot. It has a real functioning spigot. So you can actually take the water out and use it. So that I have no problem with. That's a mechem on the top of the kli, you know, on top of the fire, and now you're putting something on top. You're passing over here, that's what.
It doesn't matter if it's even, I understand if it's like full and you're going to use it. Let's say it's...
Even if it's emptied out during Shabbos.
Yeah, let's say it's emptied out.
I think it's still mutter, because that was, it's made mamish to function as clearly as a separate pot. The problem with the Kedera Blech is the theory behind it, I understand. But the lom is like we... I think I pointed out to you when we learned, you know, over there, I think we read that piece of the Rishon Gimel. Rishon Gimel says, why is it mutter? It's mutter because since the purpose of the fire is to warm up the lower pots, that's his main function, so it looks to be, it's agav, like you're putting something on top. So you create something which you can't take the water out, you can't use the water in any real way.
It's useless.
It's very hard for me to say that people say, oh, the function, and it looks like the thick, and you know, I don't know, to me it looks like you're putting something on the fire to cook. Yeah, there's no spigot, there's no usage, there's not. I see a big pot on the fire, I see something on top. That I understand. People say, oh, that's what's on the fire. This is just on top of the thing. Putting my challahs out of the freezer, putting them on top of my percolator to warm up. Nobody says, oh, you're baking. You're not baking. That's not what you're baking. You don't bake on top of a percolator.
Nobody bakes on top of on a plata or on a...
I understand, but to cook a kugel, so you want... My wife makes frying pan kugels.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a big latke. It's really good. Really, so, really bad for your class.
So let's say you have like a Kedera Blech, and it's not a blech. Is there a problem doing a Nesina Chadasha on the area that's not directly above the flame?
If it can't get Yatzalah, it's fine. It's mutter.
Well, obviously, I mean, it is Yatzalah. It's a piece of metal that's on top of a burning flame. Obviously, the whole thing's Yatzalah.
No, labdavka depends on how your flame is and how big your blech is. If the food can't get Yatzalah, not the metal. If the food cannot heat, it's, you know, let's say if like Yatzalah's boy is 150, let's say. So if the metal is 150, the pot doesn't get to turn 150.
Right.
It turns 140.
How does this thing differ from a normal blech?
What's a Kedera Blech?
Yeah.
A Kedera Blech is that they created it, it's about yay high.
Uh-huh.
There's a place to put water inside.
Okay.
And then you seal it off and you put it there before Shabbos with the water inside. So it's water cooking on the fire. And now it's a Kedera, now it's a pot. You got to put the stuff on top. So now I can go on Shabbos and take my thing out of the fridge and put it on top.
Being right on top of the age. So to say.
Right. As long as there's no bishul problems, you know, so I, you know, obviously if it's bishul, you know, it's a whole different problem.
Right.
As long as they answer the rabbonon of it's because it's mechem agabi
yesh. Yeah,
so mechem agabi yesh, I'm very uncomfortable with that. Because it's not functioning. The fire isn't there to warm the water. The lumnas of mechem agabi yesh is because the fire is there to take care of the bottom pot. That's its main function. And this is like agam putting on top. Over here, that's not what it's for. Now, there is a Prima Gadol which has a different tarot to be, you know, to explain that a little bit. According to the Prima Gadol, maybe it's mutter, but you know, the Bir Lacha says, but I hold that the Iker tarot is like the Dogma Revolver. Other way around. Dogma Revolver says different tarot. The Iker tarot is like the Prima Gadol. So that makes this chalik. He likes this chalik very much, what it's there for. Otherwise, you have a steer in the, again, you have a steer between Siptal and Sivei, you know, and over here. So it's difficult for me to be makel on it.
Rabbi, if the pshat is that the food has to turn yantzah lettuce, I mean, how do you judge that? Like some foods, yeah, you know, is it if it's left on, if a food is left on there for?
You have to leave it. If I put it in a place, or if I leave it there till the end of Shabbos, it'll turn yantzah lettuce, but I can't put it there, even though I'm planning to take off to 10 minutes.
That's when start. I mean, if I take a frozen piece of meat and I leave it there, you know, and I leave it there from the afternoon, so that's not going to get to the same temperature as something I left from the minute Shabbos started.
No, it's measured from when you put it there. But the point is, for this item is on a mokum bishul.
No, I'm asking, does that start that it'll become yatzo lettuce for as you know? If you would leave it for 15 hours, it'd become yatzo lettuce. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter how much time.
If I'm put in a place where it can turn to yatzo lettuce, but I can't put it there, even though my intention to take it off way before that. Mm-hmm. Roitiv, Sival, Samachalov, the Kimish Yeshba Roitiv, it has gravy, Karposim, Makabalil, Basivdal, the Bisan and Yeshba, Bishalach, or Bishal. If there's gravy, and there was not just like a little bit of, there's a gravy there, it comes with a gravy boat, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's clearly a separate liquid, in Istanan, there's Bishalach, or Bishal. Mela also lit no Gabi Mechem, Cham, you can't put it on top of this hot pot, Ah, Mena, Al Gabi Yesh, you must on the fire, we solve the fire problem, but you have a different problem that you're cooking. Kanaba Sifal. So now the Bechaber said it's a problem if it's a liquid and it's a Mitzvah Yafala. Now that the Chol Loshon Hasif is that who Loshon Rabbeinu Yeruchim. This is the Rabbeinu Yeruchim talking. Also, the say and this Galiyah B'Siftal about God. He's the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is what we mentioned before in Siftal. The Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he says the Dafka Mitzvah Yafala is all Yesh Bishalach Bishal. It's only Bishalach Bishal if it's Mitzvah Yafala. But the correct sound only Yabba Siptal, the Allah Kishar place, and they Mechalkim is that. But we pass it not like the many Rukhim. There's no difference whether it's Misavi Yafal or Misavi Raloi by liquid, which in Istanin, there's a problem Bishal Akha Bishal. Therefore, Vabba Machabra Efshad the server came, Kimush Sosam Shom, the Lishan Rani Rukhim, knock it well. Over there, we're going to assume that the Shulchan Aruch agrees with that there's no difference. And over here, he just called the full Rebbeinu Ruchim. And that happens sometimes. People do this. This is what the Gross says. The Mechaber is not passing like the Rebbeinu Ruchim. And there's no difference in Yafala and Rabbah.
What is this word Dola doing here, right in the beginning? Right in the beginning of that Mishnah Berurah.
Ah, you should know.
Yeah, no, I mean, we should know all this. What is the...
No, I want to... It's somewhat idiomatic. Like... You know, listen to me. Yeah. I want to explain. Right. There's a point that I want you to get. It's like a whole other dimension which you need to understand.
Okay.
Let's get back to some Bishul issues, standard Bishul issues. So what can cook? So we mentioned before in Sivdal, you know, what is the power to cook? So we know that Kli Rishon can cook. Kli Sheni, but most things cannot cook. So let's talk about Kli Rishon a little bit. That's the part which was used on the fire. Even after you take it off of the fire, it has the power to cook. As long as the temperature is still yatsa, let us play. Okay, the fikok. Therefore, I can't take the pot off the fire, and also litin l'soicha tavlan. I can't add spices which have not been cooked before into the kli rishon on Shabbos. But Aval melach muta litin l'soichai, I am allowed to add salt. Kame shaviru me'alo esh. This is the first sheet that we'll see that there's an argue. Somebody argues on this. Once you've taken the salt, the first opinion holds that salt does not cook easily. The tzricha milcha bishula kibisur datura. We're going to see that bisur datura, which is shore's meat of a shore of an ox, doesn't cook easily, and that cannot cook in a kli rishon off of the fire. And salt has the same propensity, according to this opinion, that it cannot cook when it's a kli rishon which is not on the fire. So according to this opinion, I could take my pot off of the fire and add salt, even though salt has not been cooked beforehand. First sheet. This is two sheets in the Gemara, by the way. There's Mechlok Zvishanim had a Pascha. V'yesh Mishra Yisr, there are those who say that it's Asr. Lo says the Tzor Kli Zeh, Basim Aluach, Afilu Hu Shel Shor. You can't put in meat which has been processed. Mishnah Berurah says meluach means, it doesn't mean salted to travel. It means the meat which has already been processed properly. Okay, so you can't put that in. Now, what's the issue? Even though meat is very hard and it does not cook easily, but once you salt it, the salting itself, which we have to do because we can't eat meat without salting, the meat, the salt itself, the processing makes it softer. That's the machab. Now, so what's the more talking about? The more says, well, you're allowed to put the meat of a shor into the pot. And I'm telling you, well, because but even that's true, but since it's salted, it's softened, and it can't. And now it's easier to cook, and you can't do it. So it was the case of the Gemara. They also couldn't eat blood, you know. So the answer is, I mentioned to you last week that there was a process that dam is only a problem. As long as the dam which comes out of Shashkita, you have to get off. You have to wash off the outside, etc. But any dam which is sitting inside of the Evorim, if it would stay in its place, it would not be awesome. It's only also once it moves. The problem is cooking moves it. So we could find a way, and the Bor Chazal actually had a way, which we don't do anymore, because we don't know how to do it, to make the blood stay in its place. Like sort of like make it astringent, which would force it to sort of like stick in its place. You'd be allowed to cook it without any salt. So Bor actually discusses the process of how to do that. We don't do it, because we don't know how to do it. So we must remove the blood, either through either the sleep process, the roasting process, or the salting process. So for us, the only way to eat meat is if it's salted. I mean, you can eat it raw without any salting because nothing's moving. But most of us don't eat raw meat. So the only way we can cook meat is if it's salted. If it's salted, it's already softened. According to the Mechaber, so you have a problem. So after Ramo, 1 second. No. So you're telling me the only problem is because you salted it. But nearly, the Malay Maluch Nami Yasser. That really, even without maluach, it's awesome. You can't put meat in. Al denok and maluach, the malafachi yosem mishum dam shaboy. But the reason why the mechaber would discuss a case of maluach is only because of otherwise you have a blood problem. But really, the problem is not because of the salt. Now, so now, Zakhtar Ramah, I want to tell you the following. The more as a shell of how you deal with salt. Is salt the same as tavlin or not? So, salt is not like tavlin. Okay. Tavlin, we're going to see, is also a clear region. But what's a clear shiny? So, I'm telling you, salt is not like tavlin. Either means because salt is mutter in a kli rishon, or it means because salt is also in a kli sheni. Right? So that's the two opinions in the Gemara. I want to show them how to apply. Follow what I'm saying? Tavlin is also in a kli rishon, even off of the fire, and it's mutter in a kli sheni. So say salt is not like tavlin. So either means it's going to be more machmer, and even a kli sheni it's not permitted. Or it's even more makel, even a kli rishon, it's permitted. So the first opinion said salt is even a kli rishon, once it's off the fire, it's not. Second opinion says, no. Salt, not only is it also a kli rishon off of the fire, it's also a kli sheni. So the removal of a makel tevel of rot.
And sugar, what do we hold of sugar?
Sugar, as far as I know, sugar comes cooked.
Okay.
Sugar is pre-cooked. As opposed to salt, where salt is not cooked. Sugar is a davar yofesh, and therefore it should be mutter, clearly mutter, to put it into a cliche.
So wait, sugar is a davar yofesh, why?
Sugar is dry.
Well, shouldn't we, then why do we come on to say coffee, instant coffee?
The only issue is because since sugar dissolves immediately, there's some people which are machmer sugar. So the Mishnah Berurah should bring that.
So it's across the board. It's for sugar. Would be not. We're not allowed in a kli rishon off the fire.
Right. No, if you could have a dinner davar yavesh, we said before, a davar yavesh which is fully cooked is mutter to be sure into a klirishin, make your dinner. Right, that was so. According to, you know, if you're going to go with that shita, right? Right, that was sif cut lamed gimel. It's davar yavesh, which is it's cooked already and it's dry. You'll have to soak it b'cham b'shabbos. And like Lama Gimli said, a filo b'chirishin reseach, ein b'shalach b'shul. The only thing you can't put into is chirishin, which is on the fire. I can take the chirishin off of the fire and put it in. According to the only issue is that the dissolving is an issue. So we'll see about that. They've already been us and melech a filo b'chirishin. Now. Zatar Ramol, let's say a person put salt in. Into a Klirish. Vafilu hu al gabi oesh. And the fire, the Klirish is on the fire. So clearly nobody holds that smut. Okay? So what is the status of the food? Lachar, now I have salt which is cooked on Shabbos. When something's cooked on Shabbos, you can't eat it. Mutar Amaych, the food is smut. The melech bottle. Al gabi amaychol, the melech is bottled into the food. Now, Mishabur is going to ask a question. We have a rule called milsa david l'taim aloi bottle. Something which is made for flavor purposes is not bottled. Salt is made for flavor purposes. The Mishabur will ask that question. Let's see the Mishabur, sif katan samach gimel. Klirishin, as long as it's still yatsa, even it's off the fire, as long as yatsa, let us pray it cooks. Calls man. I don't know. Filo posik karposa resichosim. Man, it's no longer bubbling, right? As long as it's yatsa lettuce boy, it's a problem. She yatsa lettuce boy, avol. Imen yatsa lettuce boy. Filo klirishin enam avashal. If it loses the status of yatsa lettuce boy, so then in a klirishin, even klirishin cannot cook. Now. If you've not, it's sitting on the fire. Also, you can't put anything in, spices, salt, etc. You plan to remove it immediately. Why is it also? Because Ben Yishkar, we're afraid the person might end up forgetting, leave it there. Is actually, it's partial. It may end up staying there till it cooks. Okay. Come on, Masif Yadal. We said the rule is you can't put it in a place where it could get the yatsa lettuce boy, even though you plan to remove it before that. Chazal said it's also. What's interesting, Charlotte, Rosh Hashanah Zalman dealt with the question of, okay, what about if it's on a time clock? So I know that the time clock is 10 minutes from now, the thing is going off. Or 5 minutes, whatever it is, whatever. And 2 minutes, it's going off. I want to add in some salt. It's not so hot anyway. It didn't have such a high temperature. It won't heat up the whatever you're going to put in is not going to get the yatsa lettuce boy before the time clock turns off. So he said it was still awesome. There was the ma'aser right now, it's a malkum bishul. And unless there be some clear way that it's clearly not a bishul process, but putting food in a pot on the aleish, so you can't do it. We haven't discussed what yatsa lettuce boy means. You figure that would be like something which we get like way up in front, We discuss what yatsa lettuce boy means. Let me just give you the translation of it, and then we'll talk about the actual numbers. So the word soiled means to draw back, do so. Okay? So you have a temperature which, it's hot. You can leave your hand there. The temperature, the natural instinct is you'll pull your hand away. So if it's that hot, that the natural instinct is to pull your hand away, that's called yatsa lettuce boy. Usually a person say that sometimes you can keep your hand there, it's like 15, 20 seconds. It's not called yatsa, but clear will definitely be not yatsa lettuce boy. Now, the problem with yatsa lettuce boy as a measurement, the Gemara says, is different people's hands are different. My wife's hands are much more comfortable dealing with hot items than I am. you know, you develop a certain level of, the body gets used to it, etc. Doesn't respond to the same type of nerve endings to it. So the Gemara says that there's another shear, which obviously which we're not going to test. Remember, I mentioned this to Baal. I don't know how it came up in a conversation. I mentioned the Baal HaBasin. He got flowing. Man, you could test this. The Gemara says a newborn's skin is very, 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 very delicate, especially its stomach area. The temperature of water, which would cause a burn on the child's skin, that's by definition the same thing as the outside lettuce. But so now we're not going to take some kids and, you know, that burns hot. You know, we're not going to do that to the kid. But obviously, we know, you know, any mother knows that this is the temperature she's worried about, the temperature she's not worried about. That's why they use that shear. Not that they were doing, you know, I mean, he thought that they were taking kids and were testing them with them. He was like, you know, I can't believe you guys did this, you know. You know, will you please relax?
The heck's on the baby, don't worry.
What?
There's a hex on the baby, don't worry.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, like, chill, chill out. You know. But in modern definition of terms, it's not so clear. Rambam Zatzal gave it a range. He says it's a suffix, what the range is, and he said the suffix range is between 120 and 120 and 160, 170. He says below 120, it's definitely not Yatzel Lettuce Boy. Above 170, it definitely is Yatzel Lettuce Boy, and in between is a suffix. So that creates many chumras. So I cooked it before Shabbos in 160. I can't say it clearly was cooked before because it wasn't clearly in Yatzel Lettuce Boy. Okay, I want to put it into 150 on Shabbos. I can't put it in 150 because maybe it's Yatzel Lettuce Boy. Right? Both. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes it a step further and takes the numbers down even lower. He says that there seems to be that there's a discussion of a few Gemaras, which I don't remember all of the details of the Raya. The Gemara talks about that there's a musig of a base of shechita cham, the base of shechita actually heats up from the whole process which is happening over there. And the Gemara talks about there's a certain type of oif which has a higher level. The body temperature of human beings is not the only body, different animals have different body temperatures. Some of them are higher, some of them are lower. So it seems to be that the highest temperature which you find, which occurs naturally, is not Yatzel Lettuce Boy, and that's about I think it's like 113. So above 100, he already holds above 113 already. You have to be machmer. It's considered potentially Yatzel Lettuce Boy. Now 113 degrees, by the way, is hot. You know,
is that enough that you would like put your hand to it and like move it away?
Again, so they say the shear is 15-20 seconds. You pulled your hand away. You couldn't keep your hand there for that long.
Hot tubs.
What?
Do you know how hot tubs are? Jacuzzis?
You know, I don't know. Some of them are quite hot. But you have to remember something. We talk about hot tubs. You have to remember something. The surface temperature of a person's hand is not 98.6. Person's hands, the surface temperature of your skin ranges somewhere in the area of about between 70 and 80 degrees. That's normal surface temperature of a person's hand. So that's why if I take something to 98.6 degrees and I put my hand in it, it's going to feel warm. Well, I said, why does it feel warm? It's exactly the temperature of me. Why should it feel warm to me? I mean, take something warm enough to 98.6 and put your hand on it, it'll feel warm. Right? That's why you put your hands on your mouth. It feels warm to your hand. Why? The inside of your mouth is the same temperature as your hand. It's not. The body, obviously, there's the body, the body heat dissipates through the skin. And it's supposed to be like that. If the hot tub is too hot, it will actually start raising your internal temperature, which is not, you know, if it's too hot, it's not. When the body hits a temperature of over 104 degrees, it's considered dangerous for the body. It starts damaging the organs if it's for too long. So you don't want to make the temperature too hot because it's going to start, can be dangerous for the person's body.
How do people go into that the really, really, really hot mikvahs?
This is out of Maluchim, Mishkin Bnei Yehuda. I don't know. They come, the mother, I don't know what I can tell you.
They have some saunas that go up to 200 degrees, right?
Can't be safe.
Right. Okay. Samachay. So the tavlin, I will cliche mutalit in the tavlin, you'll have to put a tavlin into a cliche. afilu yatzeletas, but even though it's yatzeletas boy, demis bashal sham. The assumption in halacha is that tavlinim, that's assumption, you know, that's a halachic assumption, that normal spices do not cook in klisheni. V'imunu b'klisheni davar gush, she yatzeletas boy. Now, Mishmur now adds a chumru, called davar gush. You've probably heard of this somewhere along your travels. That even what is the logic behind kli sheni? So Tosfos asks the kasha. I don't understand. I mean, we in our minds would assume that the definition of cooking is based on temperature. What's the kli sheni? So Tosfos says that a kli sheni, cooking doesn't take place in a second. It takes time. There's a process of cooking, a kli rishon, which was heated on the fire, so the walls have their own intrinsic heat. So the walls are adding or helping maintain the heat of the food which is inside, thereby allowing the food inside to cook something else which is then placed inside of it. A kli sheni means it started out with cool walls. So the as much as the walls heat up from the hot food you're putting in it, that means you're taking heat away from the food. So what they're doing is not only are they not adding heat, but they're actually dissipating, they're causing heat to dissipate. They're actually draining heat away from the food. And that's why kli sheni is not mabashal, because over a period of time, as it says, it's not going to add any heat. The opposite is going to actually detract and take away heat. Whereas a kli rishon has its own heat to generate. So now the question then comes, okay, what'll be if I have something which it's basically a solid, and because it's a solid, it doesn't interact with the walls of the pot so much. A liquid, we understand, the liquid spreads out, there's a lot of surface area, it touches the walls in fact, etc. Take a big hot potato and I stick it in there, it doesn't react to the walls because it's basically staying to its own. It's not, there's the medium of the transfer of the temperature is less. So there's some person which come along and say that a dover gush does not have the heter of kli sheni. So zot the mishnah berurah.
What's a dover gush again?
A salad.
Oh. Now, when we say the same thing for divrei lush that are you know very thick, also would they take on the same halachic status or not necessarily?
Some way, I mean, it's a liquid, but it's very thick, you mean?
Yeah.
We don't differentiate. Once it's a liquid, it's a liquid. I mean, unless you get to the point where it's really dry. You have a chalm, which is soupy. It's soupy. You have a chalm, which is basically dry. It doesn't pour. So that's not considered a liquid. Even a little bit of liquid in there.
The explanation is given between a kli rishon and a kli sheni makes sense according to what the Rebbe said about it's diminishing. There's nothing that it's not going to add heat to it, so to say. It's going to lose heat.
Right.
So why is there a difference between the kli sheni and kli shlishi? Are we saying that that's going to...
So there is a chazan ish that comes along and says there's really no difference between kli sheni and kli shlishi. The logic between the kli sheni and kli shlishi is because once it's been... the Mishabura holds of it. Once it's been put into a kli sheni and then again transferred to another kli, so the X amount of heat has been dissipated in the process of transferring to the kli sheni. You lose that much more when you go to kli shlishi, so it can't be mevashal.
Okay, and then another question about the different order of kalim, that it doesn't seem that it matters how many it is away from the source, but whether or not that kli was on the fire or is on the fire. So ultimately, if you pour something in a kli sheni and you leave it aside, it's going to cool off.
Correct.
So ultimately, I guess once it cools off, it's going to be mutter anyways. Though.
Well, once it cools off, even the region, once it cools off, is mutter. It must not take longer to cool off. But the head over here is because since bishul takes a period of time, we assume a kli sheni will not have the power to maintain the heat over that period of time necessary to generate. As it's supposed to be cooking, it's busily, you know, cooling off. Now the interesting shot which comes up is what about a styrofoam cup?
Holds its own heat more?
It doesn't cause heat to dissipate. On the other hand, it doesn't add heat. So what's the main point of Tosfos? This is Tosfos and Shabbos. Is the main point of Tosfos that it causes heat to dissipate? It pulls heat out, which styrofoam doesn't do that. Or is the main point of Tosfos that it adds heat, kli rishon adds heat? Tosfos says kli rishon adds heat, and kli sheni removes heat. So your styrofoam doesn't add, but doesn't remove. So what is it? Is it a kli sheni or is it a kli rishon? The guy be that aloch. So there are the ikur then both the assumption and the ikur assumption aloch is a kli sheni. Or as we deal with it as that's dissipating heat. Now, I have to tell you there is a chai odin which Mishmur does not quote. He says that you know it's a very nice swar, but when you deal with something which is 212 degrees, you know, it take a long time until it cools off, but then it can cook. So he says, this is all discussing what's called Yad Saletis, but you get to a level what's called Yad Nichves, but he calls it, which is the higher level of heat. There's no difference between Klimish and Klisheni. He's Mechadish. Nobody else says it. He says, nearly, he makes a right from a Gemara. He wants to answer a Gemara like that, but nobody else says it. Mishmur doesn't quote it.
Is it like the temperature instant scalding or something like that?
Right. You know, you have your 190 thing, comes out of 190, you know, that's way beyond Yad Saletis, but that's, immediate burn. Okay, it won't be, it's like it'd be a terrible burn, depending how long you leave it there for. This is finished off the sif over here. V'imun up a klish rishani dover gusha yatzalat his boy. Yesh is arba zayf. It's a dover gusha, you should be machmer out. It's a very passing, you should be machmer out. The yesh pais kim summer the dover gusha because machi yatzalat his lettuce boy did a klish rishon. So I shouldn't put spices on a hot potato. Right? Because it's dover gusha. I shouldn't put spices on a hot potato because it's dover gusha.
And depending how we hold about salt.
And then, salt, we'll talk about salt, because Mishabura seems to be the mahalach of the poiskim. We're not going to finish it today. So we're holding, we just finished Samachay. It's machlok is what the din of salt is, and we're machmer. And machmer, tell the bracha. The rakush is a machlok is, and it's a chumrah. So you're not machmer the chumrah of salt on top of the chumrah of the rakush. And we'll see also the mashal comes to the rakush. Bishlach or bishlach, double lach. I want to put ketchup on a hot potato. Mm. Now, ketchup is a liquid. It's cooled off totally. But is a machloikus what the status of bishlach or bishlach on a double lach? Is a machloikus. So, Ramosha says, you're allowed to put ketchup on a hot potato. So, you're not machloikus the machm of the chumr of double gush and the chumr of bishlach or bishlach on a double lach together. You don't have to make both chumras together and say itself. So, that one, you're not machayev.
Whatever the substances you put on the dover gush.
So if it's something that's never cooked at all, so you're machmer, dover gush, you're machmer.
So for spices, we're machmer.
Okay. So spices are going to be machmer. Salt, on the other hand, it's not considered klirish in aleish. So according to one sheet, it's not much to put salt there. So, but we're machmer on salt. But we're not machmer on salt and dover gush also. I want to put ketchup. I want to put ketchup there. I want to put something else. If it wasn't cooked, I can't put it there. That's how we sort of divide the
sweeteners.